6. It was around the time of his naming that Victor, or rather Itard on Victor's behalf, received an invitation to attend the Salon of Madame Récamier. This was a great opportunity, not only for Victor, whose cause could be promoted amongst the most powerful and influential people in France, but for Itard, too, who, despite himself, had unrealistic social expectations, and, like any other man, yearned for recognition. Madame Récamier was then 24 years old, a celebrated beauty and wit, wife of a wealthy banker three times her age, and doyenne of a chateau in Clichy-la-Garenne, just outside the city. Anyone who was anyone came there to pay her homage and to be seen. Accordingly, Itard bought himself a new jacket and had Madame Guérin made Victor a suit of clothes replete with a high-collared shirt, waistcoat, and cravat, so that he looked like a gentleman in miniature. For a full week before the date of the salon, Itard devised various games and stratagems to teach Victor how to bow in the presence of a lady, with mixed results. On the evening of the party, they hired a carriage, Victor by now having lost his fear of horses to the extent that he stuck his head out the window and shrieked with glee the whole way, startling pedestrians, gendarmes, and dogs alike, and proceeded through a cold rain to Clichy-la-Garenne. At first, things seemed to go well, the bon ton of Paris making way for the doctor and his charge, the former savage, who was now dressed and comporting himself like any other boy of 13. Though Victor failed to bow to anyone, let alone his hostess, and persisted in trotting from one corner of the grand hall to the other, smearing his face with whatever foods he was able to find to his liking. The beaded eggs of fish presented on wafers of bread, fungus that had been stuffed, breaded, and fried in hot oil, the remains of songbirds skewered nose to anus. Madame Récamier gave him the seat of honor beside herself, and even fussed over Itard a bit, trying to draw him out for the benefit of her guests, hoping he might, like a circus trainer,